Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking this week about courageous victory, having the courage to defeat enemies, having the courage to realize who the enemy really is, and not do battle with one another, but to put on that spiritual armor and do battle in the realms where the real battle takes place. And today we're going to talk about victory for justice. We've been talking a lot about different aspects of victory, how we pursue victory. And today we're going to look at Matthew chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. It's actually a quote that is used about Jesus from the Old Testament. And it says, "A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he leads justice to victory. In his name the nations will put their hope." As I think about leading justice to victory, as so many times, and we've had these morning devotions in the past that have dealt specifically with justice, with God's view, with God's definition, the idea that justice is not simply punishing people, but it's restoring people, it's making things right. And I love this passage because it talks not just about Jesus leading justice to victory, but it talks about his style, his method, his way of treating us. And it's a gentleness. It says a bruised reed he will not break. This idea of being gentle with those who are hurting, with those who are broken, with those who are wounded, with you and with me. And when we look at that and we consider what we often think of justice here in United States, at least, and in many parts of the world, what we call our criminal justice system is, well, it seems primarily about punishing. And there is a biblical support for a punishment of crimes. But when we come to our responsibility, when we come to God's desire, and you read back through the Old Testament, specifically the books of the law, those books that we sometimes kind of gloss over because they just seem so full of details that we don't understand. But in regard to, and specifically to the laws of how we treat one another, you see woven throughout it is not simply a if you do this to someone, then you deserve this punishment. That's there, but it also really highlights that a good part, often a major part of that punishment is making restitution, making things right. And some crimes, some incidents are nearly impossible to fully restore, to fully make right, but God designed for the people a method of finding justice. If you stole something from someone, you not only had to return it, you had to, in essence, pay a premium, a penalty, return more. And when we look at our responsibility, when we look at what God has done in our life, we find this gentleness that Jesus brings as he works with a people who are definitely not perfect. But I also see in that passage that I read that not only is there a gentleness, but there's, well, it kind of implies an end to that gentleness. Not crushing that reed, not snuffing out that wick. He says, until he leads justice to victory. There will be a time, and I believe he's really looking at the day of judgment, the day of Christ's return, the day when we are all gathered before him. And the determination is made, or more like the determination is pronounced, because we've already made that as to whether we're clothed with Christ, whether our sins have been washed away by his blood. It's not so much as to whether we're good enough, because we're not. And when we reach that point, especially when, if we're not clothed in Christ, then the gentleness will seem to be over. But that still leaves you and me today in this world. And I believe it not only represents Jesus, this verse definitely was a prophecy about Jesus, but I think it also gives instructions for how we ought to live, how we ought to pursue victory, not just in the things that we want to be victorious over, but how we ought to pursue justice. And we do so in the same manner that Jesus did, with gentleness. We look at the people around us, and especially we look at the people who are doing wrong, and if you've not figured it out at some time in life, and probably at some time each day, that's all of us. So when we start to categorize, well, those are the ones doing wrong, we kind of miss the point of all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But when we look at that, rather than with eyes and spirit of condemnation, but with eyes and a spirit of gentleness, of restoration, of help, of serving, we become more and more like Jesus. When we take on his nature, when we live by his spirit, then this description of Jesus of not crushing a bruised reed ought to be a description of how we seek to live life among people. And how often do we respond without thinking? And our words and our tone and our actions crush the spirit of someone who was simply doing their best, who was learning, who would perhaps failed, but wanted to do better, wanted to improve, wanted a new path, and needed grace, needed forgiveness, needed mercy. And that's been every one of us. And when we come to Jesus, we find that. And when we come to people, when we come to God's people, we ought to also find that. And I suspect that we want that when we're the one in need. But this victory for justice says, then if I want that when I'm in need, then I need to give that when others are in need. When they stumble, when they fall, when they find themselves doing something they shouldn't do, and they encounter you, when they encounter me, when they encounter a child of God, they ought to find this gentleness that represents Jesus. This gentleness that seeks to lead to justice, to restoration, to making things right. And as you look at Scripture, this idea of godly justice does not erase consequences all the time. You know, if we do something foolish, we can be forgiven, but sometimes that foolishness leads to consequences that we end up living with. But that doesn't negate the need and the ability to receive and to have victory for justice. Because God's desire is that the justice that we need most is to be made right with Him. To have our sins forgiven, to be seen as one who is clean, as one who has been washed in the blood of Jesus. What would it look like today for you and I to live in such a way that we were gentle with those in need? That we cared for them. That we looked out for not just their physical being, for their emotional health and well-being. That we cared about them as a person. And we cared that their spirit would be restored. When we live life looking for trouble, we'll find it. When we live life looking for gentleness, we'll give it. And when we live life looking for justice, and we define that according to God's word, and I know there's times where we use that word and it's a very negative thing. There's times where our culture uses that word incorrectly, I believe, and their view of justice is kind of all messed up. But in a sense, even that is crying out for help. It's crying out, saying, I've been crushed, I've been wounded. And until we turn to God, until we turn to His Word, the best we can do is use our human terms and understanding for what I need. And our job as children of God, our job as believers in Jesus, I think, is to represent Him well. And so when we read that one of His characteristics is this gentleness in bringing about justice, then we ought to exhibit a gentleness with those who are broken, with those who are hurting, with those who need to be restored. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. I thank You Your love is showered upon us in a way that is gentle. And even when we are disciplined, when we are corrected and we need it, your gentleness is always present in trying to restore us to yourself and trying to make things right, and trying to lead us into not only doing things right, but into making things right. And God, today I pray as we interact with others that we would have that same spirit of gentleness. As they cry out because they're hurting, they're wounded, they're crushed, they're broken. May we see beyond the cries that may appear angry and see them with eyes of Jesus, eyes of gentleness. May we see how you would lead justice to victory in every situation we encounter. Not simply looking to wrap things up in a way that we can push it aside and not deal with it, but looking how to be involved in making things right when we're the offending party and making things right when we're the offended party. Father, help us to have that gentle spirit that represents Jesus well. Father, today I continue to pray for my friend and co-worker David as he begins his second week at Mayo Clinic. May you continue to give good information, and may not only he receive, but may he be a light to those that he encounters. May he experience your gentleness through his time there, through the ordeals that he's dealing with. And even in the midst of times that could be very frustrating and trying to seek answers, may he receive and give that gentleness. May he be restored physically, mentally, that neurological issues that have plagued him. Father, we know there will be a day that you make all things right. And I thank you for this promise we've looked at today, that as we wait upon that day, that you are gentle and you are loving and caring. And God, help us today to also be gentle and loving and caring as we wait and we long for that day when everything is made right. And may our representation of Jesus today help others know his love. May we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.